One, two, three.
Sore losers!
What up, everybody? I am Lunchbox. I know the most about sports, so I'll give you the sports facts, my sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports genius.
What's up, everybody? I am Eddie. I know the least about the sports, but I'm your average sports fan, your sports watcher. I don't know the who's who's. I don't know the what's what's. But once upon a time, I had Corona.
What up, y'all? It is Sizzin. I'm from the north originally. I now live on the west side of Nashville with Baser. We're contemplating moving, but we're still going to reside there for the next 6 months. On the weekends, we shotgun Bud Light hard seltzers. The best flavor is watermelon. Guys,
does your wife shotgun too, or just you?
I mean, you want to be real? I don't even think I shotgun. I mean, I'm married now. I think we just sip it.
He's married now.
Gosh, yeah. Dang it.
Guys, and when you're this holiday season, hashtag sore loser shotgun. We want to see you doing some shotguns with the
grandma.
Family.
With grandma, grandpa.
Your hot sister.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Coach, I mean, the most popular shotguns have been the ones by females. Am I not right? Am I right?
Hey, even the kids, too. All you kids listening, get yourself a soda pop.
The one kid did a juice box, I believe.
Sure. Oh, it was the best one we've ever had.
Man, can anyone shotgun like a Coke? I feel like that would hurt.
It will. And we don't honestly want to advise that.
No?
Yeah. No, that's how people get sick.
How about a Sprite?
Alcohol's made because it affects the liver, it oxidizes, stuff like that.
Okay, here we go.
You can shotgun booze, but if you shotgun water, pops,
you can shotgun water.
It'll
no.
No, dude.
Have you never heard those people hold your wee for a wee?
Excuse me?
Okay. So there was a radio station, I think, maybe in San Diego, and they held a contest back when the Nintendo Wii was out.
Okay.
And it was hold your Wii for a Wii.
So hold your Wii.
You had to drink a bunch of water, and whoever held it the longest without peeing won the Wii.
Okay, that's dangerous.
Someone died.
Okay, that's dangerous. But I mean, okay, so you know, like,
so they lost their job.
You know when you fly like an airplane, they have can of waters? You seen those?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Okay, so it's just 12 ounces of water. You can shotgun that and not die. Like,
I would assume so.
Right.
Listen, I don't know. I mean, Dr. Ray back there told you that alcohol is made because the liver yada, yada, yada.
Dr. Ray says alcohol is made to shotgun, but not sodas and water.
Because of the way it affects the body, water can only be processed at a certain rate. Alcohol ends up going to the liver, doing other stuff. Not a doctor. But there you go.
Okay.
Well, guys, listen. We're really on vacation, but we're going to just go through the mailbag, so we're not going to have
this
any...
This is the Coach. Ghost of Lunchbox
Coach,
talking.
Do you have Hawaiian vacation music?
Yes, Kokomo, listen, Coach.
Listen, so we're going
We're
through,
not even here right now.
You can email us.
We're on vacation. Excuse me, senorita.
Maybe I shouldn't have said that.
Can I have a margarita with no salt, por favor, and a little bit of lime in that?
And can you have one of the girls in the hula skirts deliver it to me?
Hi, Pablo. Are you selling any suntan lotion there?
Can I get another one of those Bahama Mamas?
Maybe I shouldn't have said that.
It's a beautiful day here on vacation.
Maybe I shouldn't have said that. Look, we're just going to go through a bunch of emails.
What?
We are the sore losers at gmail.com.
Coach, it's okay that you said that.
I feel like he's about to beat himself up,
Coach,
on the microphone,
okay,
right now.
Coach.
Well, I mean, I was hoping.
No, God! I shouldn't have said
that. Arnold! Arnold is really taking a life of his own, guys.
Who?
Arnold.
Okay, here's the thing.
He's kind of going off.
Okay.
Listen, I like
Arnold.
No, I like Arnold, and I joined the Sore Losers Facebook group.
Yeah. Wow. Hey, it's cool.
No, it's cool, but here's the problem.
What's the problem? I don't see a problem with it.
Okay. And this is going to sound awful.
So why are you going to say it?
This is going to make us lose a lot of listeners.
I shouldn't have said it.
So I joined the Sore Losers Facebook group.
Did you get the free t-shirt?
As Gillett?
What?
Did you get the
Gibbles?
They didn't send you a free t-shirt?
No.
Oh, you get a free t-shirt when you join.
Dude, they probably sell more t-shirts than us.
ShopSoreLosers.com to get your one and only Sore Losers shirt. Now,
told you I'd get that.
I get in there and I comment on some things.
Good segue.
Here's the only problem. Now, every single person from the Sore Losers group tries to add me on Facebook.
Good. You can add whoever you want. You don't have to add anyone.
I know.
You know, like that little icon that says like friend request. I never click on that. I've never added a friend on Facebook. I think the last time was 10 years ago. I have not added a single person.
Really?
Yeah. I haven't even done Facebook until that guy, Chris, the Sore Losers, Chris, he told me to be an admin, and that's the first time
am I an admin?
I guess. That's the first time I clicked anything on Facebook that said I'll join.
Hey, also, why do you guys keep your Facebooks open? Close those puppies, man.
What do you mean?
10 years ago, I shut her down. It's really not a great website. Instagram's great for holding your pictures. What is Facebook good for?
Kill time during the big show, because I have nothing to do over here. So
what are you
looking at?
You're looking at friends' pictures?
Oh, you have the crossword puzzles.
But isn't that what Instagram is?
But I don't follow anybody on Instagram. So I only look at Facebook when I'm here at work.
When I look over on Lunchbox's computer, he's got Facebook up, and he's chatting away.
Hey there,
I can't
Jeremy.
See who he's talking to.
I remember you from 7th grade. How's it going, homie?
Who are you talking to so much on Facebook?
Hey, Jamaica.
No, I don't chat with Kamika.
Jamaica, remember that time we made out? That was fun. No, I'm married now. We can't do that.
I don't ever chat with Kamika. My friend Ginny.
From the blog?
She's from one block. She's from the 800 block. Slaughter Lane.
Jenny's ice cream? How big is she, Coach?
But, I chat with her.
What do you guys talk about? Do you talk to them every day, or is it, I saw a post.
If you don't mind me asking, how's your sex life? I'll hang up and listen.
Are you still married?
No, I know she's still married.
Okay, just by checking on the
Facebook. No, I know her husband. I know she's still married.
Do you look at pictures and be like, oh my gosh, little Chris dressed as a pumpkin was adorable?
No, she doesn't have any kids.
Okay.
Hey, about the still married thing, I'm telling you, that's not a great question. Hey, how's married life? A decent amount. I'd say definitely say 50-50 of the people I went to college with, divorce.
Coach.
It's just not.
If you reach out to Mary, right? Just example, Mary from high school, and you just randomly reach out, she automatically is going to be like, that's weird that he just reached out and we're having a little conversation here and there. And next thing you know, she's got to be thinking like, why did Ray just randomly reach out on Facebook?
I'll actually get right to the point with the messages, and I'll say, hey, I noticed you're posting pictures in London and stuff with a different guy. He looks like Fabio. What happened? Oh, I got a divorce. Here's what happened. And then it fills me all in. I'm just curious, really. And she knows it's not a hit-on type thing. It's a, why are you no longer married to the person I thought you were married to? Boom, boom, boom.
I always think it's interesting just to see how people look at this age. You know, like some people I hadn't seen in high school, and I get on there and be like, wow, this person's changed a lot.
That looks like a new balloon.
I saw one guy the other day, and he popped up on like Friends You Might Know or whatever, and I saw his face, and I'm like, this guy looks so familiar. I have no idea who this is. Clicked on it, kept looking at pages, more pictures, until finally.
How interested were you in this dude?
Yeah, how deep do you go, hey, dude? Do you think he was cute or what?
I went down.
Hey, did you like his smile?
I've never gotten lost on a dude's page before.
Never clicked more than two pictures.
Because I was thinking, I don't know the name, and the face looks familiar, but I don't know. Man.
What was it, the jawline? Is that what you liked about it?
Well, he gained about
looking for his
150
member?
Pounds, so that was tough.
Crap.
So I got down to the time when we did know each other, and he just looks completely different.
Wow.
And I was just like, holy crap, I forgot about this dude. I knew this guy very well.
There are some of those people. And I get the friend request, and it's like, you have 73 mutual friends. I'm like, man, I've got a good memory. Like, I have a really good memory.
But
so
you can't
I
remember these people.
So I remember most people. And I'm like, how do I know you? So I'll click on it, and then I'll look through a couple pictures.
Yeah, you got to go all the way down.
No, not all the way down. If I can't recognize you in five pictures.
Oh, five pictures.
No need to add you.
Are any of those people, are their lives more interesting than yours, or are you?
No.
Exactly.
Dude, that's why
I got rid of Facebook, because it felt like, wow, this is Boringsville, USA. I'm not interested in their family life and their job that they hate that's 9 to 5. I'm really not.
There were certain people, like especially in college, where they knew what they were going to do in life.
Astronaut,
and they were so
engineer,
passionate
president.
About it. I was going to be this. I was going to be that. I'm the best at this in college, right? And then you look at them now and they work in like finance. And you're like, that's not what your passion was. That's crazy how it all turned out.
To me, it's weird. Like the people in high school that got straight A's, never did anything.
And now they're meth addicts.
Studied all the time. And then they're just a...
He lives in Compton. What the hell?
They lost everything.
What do you mean, Tent City? That's what is
no.
that?
And then they're a fifth grade teacher. And I'm like, so you studied that hard?
Well, they like the teaching, obviously.
But you studied that hard to be a fifth grade teacher, you could have had all C's and been a fifth grade teacher.
Coach, I hear you on that one. I had a dude that
it
was
just doesn't make sense to
my,
me.
A neighbor, I shouldn't say that. Anyways, he was very smart. I'm talking the smartest
Coach,
of the
you,
smart.
You already said it.
Coach, you thought this dude was going to be an astronaut, engineer, doctor, something. He ended up just being a normal chef at a not even a five-star or a Michelin restaurant. It was a middle-of-the-road restaurant.
With you, dude. Dude that moved across the street from me. He moved from Minnesota. Okay.
Hey, easy on the details,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, Coach, why don't you tell his street
Dang,
in
man,
Minnesota?
What's his name?
Ryan.
Okay.
My name's Gibbles.
And he, super smart.
Sexy, too.
Like, his family moved to Germany. Butt. His family moved to Germany when we were in high school. He's really smart. Comes
He's German.
Back. No.
Oh.
Da von Deutsch.
And he goes
to
Sauerkraut. He goes to Penn, like the Quakers.
Whoa.
Pennsylvania?
Yeah. Like Ivy League crap. And
Penn State?
No. Penn.
Penn.
University of Pennsylvania. That's it.
Never heard of it.
Exactly.
Never bet on it.
Super, super smart dude. Genius. And I'm thinking this dude's going to go out and change the world. Like he's going to change the world. He's so smart. He was building things.
Started doing cocaine.
He started building things in fifth grade and like electricity stuff. And he went out and invented a chocolate company.
That's amazing.
That coach is probably loved.
That's amazing. You know he's loaded.
I don't know if he's loaded.
What are you talking about?
It was called Hershey's or something like that.
I don't know much about chocolate, but it's something about
something Reese's cup.
It's called Rocka. Rocka chocolate.
Look it up.
I know. I it's for sale. You can get it.
Let me see that.
Here it is. I mean, it's just.
Hey, please somebody send some to the studio so I can eat it in front of Lunch's face every day and say, hey, dumb idea, chocolate.
No. I thought he was going to change the
world. Coach, that is changing the world. He created a chocolate company. What the hell are you doing?
He created it.
You're not doing crap.
I understand what I thought.
I get it. I don't do anything.
I thought he was going to be like a scientist or an engineer or, you know, something.
Okay.
I got another one once he's done.
No. Well, it's funny
and
to
so
me. It's funny to me
every
that
year,
you have.
Every year at Christmas, Forrest always brings over bars of Rocka chocolate to support our buddy Ryan.
That's
great.
Funny.
That's
I
great.
Like Forrest.
I love it.
Chesty, I like you more now.
But I think it's funny that you like to see these people that were brilliant in high school. And then you thought they were going to change the world. Turns out they just did mediocre stuff.
No. This isn't mediocre because at least he's an entrepreneur and he went out and created something, which is cool.
That's really good.
I got a decent one.
Go ahead.
And I thought it was just crazy. I thought it was going to be something in the science field because he was really just.
Well, he created chocolate. I'm sure it takes science.
I'm going to build this one up. You guys then guess what he is now.
Okay.
So in high school, we're talking, no details, but he was a freshman. He would get pulled up to varsity in basketball and football. Absolute best athlete, maybe in the history of my town. So he was never even playing on our teams. He was that good. Oh, he's getting drafted up to the varsity. Okay, cool. Nice. It was nice practicing. He was so far advanced in all of us. Not only that, dude was smart. Straight A's, never did homework, knew everything, got all his work done, never had tutors, was just so smart. Outside of that, so he's great athlete, super smart, and what do you know? He's good looking. Got every check he wanted, dated whoever, whenever, all that. Did go to college. What does he do now?
He's a coach, high school coach.
No.
Middle school coach.
No. He's a manager at the mill.
He works at the lumber mill.
Is he a manager?
No. I mean, how does that end up equaling lumber mill worker?
Coach, because
that's just
usually
lack
in
of
a
direction.
Small town.
No, it's lack of direction. You see, I grew up in not a terribly small town.
Lunch, good guess.
But
thank you.
But coach, so right outside our town, my dad had this little. He bought a little piece of property, turned it into like a little ranch or whatever. But there was a little town by it, and my brother and I were there every weekend. So every weekend we'd hang out with the people that lived in that town. There was so many smart kids, and at that point, I was the big city kid. Even though my town wasn't a big city, I moved to this little town on the weekends, and they would hang out with me and be like, dude, you're from the city. Like, it's so cool. And I taught them about music and Seinfeld and TV shows and movies, and they're like, dude, this is amazing. We love it. We don't get crap out here. It's so cool. Time to graduate? We're like, where are you going to college? This one kid, man, I got a scholarship. Like, it's crazy. I just put it out. And a bunch of colleges reached out. I think I'm going to try University of Wisconsin. Dude, that's amazing. Freaking Badgers.
Madison.
It's great. He goes. One semester. Too cold, dude. Can't stand it. Miss my family. I'm going back home. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
This is opportunity of a lifetime. Full ride to the University of Wisconsin, and you're not going to take it. He didn't take it. Another kid went to UT. Nah, dude, it's too much, man. I can't take it. I miss my family. My dad wants me to work on the ranch. Went back. What are you doing?
That's how it works. Usually small town, because they haven't been around a lot of people in a big city, it can be overwhelming. My roommate in college.
It was overwhelming.
Yes. Correct. My roommate from college was from a small East Texas town called Elysian Fields.
Waxahachie.
They had one stop sign and one gas station.
Okay, one stop sign.
Okay, here we go. And they walked to school barefooted in the snow and the mud.
I'm being serious.
They never saw a one-way sign until the city.
No, guys, you're not.
I've heard it. They had to go to town to go to and get groceries.
They churn their own butter?
I went there because I was driving. We were driving after college. I'd never been to his hometown. I was picking him up on our way to our other roommate's wedding in Oklahoma. And once you get into the town, there's no cell phone service.
Oh, here we go. There's no cell phone service in that town.
And so I pull into the one gas station.
How's it going? I'm from Austin.
Hey, guys.
Gibbles.
No. I said, hey, I'm looking.
Excuse me, partner.
This sounds crazy.
You know where I can get a hooker?
I said, I'm looking for the...
Do I pump my own gas here?
I said, I'm looking for the Hodges place.
Son, you ain't from around here, are you?
And they were able to tell me where they lived just by stopping at the gas station. Oh, yeah, you know.
Of course, because the Hodges is the only family that lives there.
That's what I'm saying. So he was from this small town, and the only reason he went to college is because his girlfriend was a year older, and she went to college in San Antonio. So he went to college in San Antonio, or else he would have been stuck in his dang hometown.
Damn.
If you don't mind me asking, where are all the stop signs in this city? Have they been vandalized and stolen?
No. His family would come visit. No. You guys don't understand how country these folks were.
We get it.
No.
We get it.
They would come to visit his family.
He had
four brothers. And we'd go to the grocery store, and his brothers would wrestle in the middle of the damn grocery store.
I would join them as well.
I liked watching them wrestle. It was very entertaining.
No, I don't think you understand. Like, they were the most, like, they just didn't know what social norms were because they lived in the country. And
what city was this, did you say?
Elysian Fields.
Okay, I'm going there, and I guarantee there's more than two stop signs.
It's been 20 years. Maybe it's grown by 10
people.
They
probably have 10 stop signs.
There's like skyscrapers and crap now.
His dad's side business was he would sell trees. He was a tree farmer.
Organic trees?
Well, I don't know about organic.
Because they're all organic.
I don't know what.
Got him.
I was like, I don't know what the heck you're talking about.
How do you sell trees?
Like light poles. His trees would become light poles.
Oh, the fake trees to cover cell phone towers? I don't know what you're talking about.
Have you ever seen an electric pole, like the big wooden pole?
Yeah, that's not a tree.
It has to work. Electricity.
Right. Yes. Right. But wait, before we cut.
Okay.
Before we cut, I want to talk about Rock and Chocolate.
No one's cutting.
Oh. All our chocolate is vegan, gluten-free, soy, and dairy-free.
Give them a shout-out.
Rocka Chocolate. That's what I'm saying.
Rocka.
R-A-K-K-A. That's what my buddy invented. That's what he did with his education.
And just like that, abracadabra, we are back here on the Sore Losers Show. Our family and our kids are the Sore Losers Nation. Guys, over to you.
Okay, so I'm going to go to the mailbag.
Coach,
we are the
save the one more time.
We are the sore losers at gmail.com.
Hold on, got a live phone call from Baser. Hello.
Hey.
What up?
You're
on speakerphone, and we're doing the podcast.
Yeah, not just on speaker, Coach.
Well, I'll text you.
Oh. No.
Baser.
What you got?
Baser.
I'll text you.
Baser, come on.
Hey, it's a personal thing. Ray, hang up on this.
No, it's not. But hey,
yeah.
The Raiders. Okay, bye.
Wait, what?
What did she say about the Raiders?
Hey, Bay, how's marriage going? How's the married life?
She's gone. I wonder what she wanted to say.
I mean, I don't know, Coach. Pretty much nothing can be said across an entire Sore Losers Nation.
What do you mean?
I mean, that's somewhat personal.
Coach, if my wife called me right now, you know what she would say? Can you stop in the store on the way back? We need eggs. We need milk. Like, what could she possibly tell you?
I mean, who knows? We're dealing with the honeymoon stuff. We're dealing with moving somewhere. Maybe it's something top secret. Hey, we put a bid in on a place. Is this a good price? I have no idea, Coach.
I mean, I would hope you would know if you put a bid on a house.
Did you? The house by your in-laws?
I mean, that one fell through. But no. There are other houses. No. Yes, I was saving it for the big show.
Coach, oh, no. You know, Christmas time, I think it's perfect to say something like this. Coach, I think that's a blessing.
Happy holidays.
Merry Christmas. That's probably the best Christmas gift you could have ever got.
Best present under the tree is right there on the internet where it said rejected.
Right.
Now, you want to hear the email?
Yeah.
Hit it.
Another one. Coaches, love the show. Listen here in Australia to every episode.
The Outback.
I'm a big Eddie fan. Cheers, Ray.
What in the actual hell?
Hey, mate. Thanks, mate. That's
hey, mate.
Awesome,
how's it going down there, mate?
They put a little shrimp on the bobby.
It's good Eddie has fans in Australia. Not a lot in America.
My question is how...
Whoa, coach.
I'm just saying from the Twitter.
Coach. My question is, how did he find us in Australia? Did he used to listen?
God. Here we
coach,
go.
Coach,
we,
with podcasts, people can listen. That's why I say 190 countries.
Coach, you're living in the past. It's called the World Wide
Web. You're not understanding. I'm wondering, did he listen to the
big show?
And he just moved to Australia, and so that's how he listens to
us? You're not understanding. People can search sports podcasts,
see
our three beautiful faces, and say, hey, Matt, let me see what this is about.
Guys, you know what would be a fun response is if – people said how they'd heard of our show. Because I'm guessing a majority of it's from the big show.
That's what I'm asking,
but what
right?
if there are those people that have just stumbled across our podcast? That's freaking hilarious.
You know there is.
If there is, they're probably losing their ass because they're like, what is this?
Coach, it's like no other sports show they've ever heard.
No. You know, not even close.
Not even close. I bet there are those people that just searched sports, clicked on it and listened for about 10 minutes and said, this is so stupid, I must keep listening.
But I wonder
turned it off.
If you actually search sports, will we come up?
Yes.
We will?
Yes, because we're under the sports category.
It's a great question. I don't know.
What do you mean? I'll do it right now.
So, guys, here we got one. Coaches, I've been thinking of applying for a transfer within my company.
Here we go. He wants to be an intern.
And I've narrowed it down to four choices. I would like your opinions on where I should move.
Interesting.
Nashville, Austin, Atlanta, and Portland.
Well, rule out
Thanks
Atlanta.
For the feedback. Hold on. Thanks for the feedback.
Can't you just take out Atlanta right away?
Dude, unless you want to ride the MARTA. I mean,
what is that?
It's a train system. It's basically like the L of Chicago. I'm telling you, the traffic in Atlanta is god-awful. Was just there.
A lot of construction.
You have no choice but to ride the MARTA, and it is a very rough transit system. I'm telling you, there's better cities.
Well,
Atlanta's off the list. We have three left.
What was the fourth? Portland?
Portland, okay. Austin, Nashville.
Okay, coach, listen. So to your pro, no, to your con, there's a pro. The pro is you got sports teams there.
You got sports team. It's a good nightlife town.
I'm sure once Corona's done, the nightlife is
It is really good. In Atlanta, they got a lot of restaurants. They have a lot of they have a lot of things going on in Atlanta.
And you're not far away from the beach.
And you have good weather.
In Atlanta?
Yeah, coach, you're 2 hours away from the beach.
Yeah. I'd say more than that.
No.
You're 2 hours away from Lake Oconee.
Okay.
And I'll hang up and listen.
Okay, fine. It's still 2 hours from Lake Oconee. That's going one way. 2 hours to the ocean the next way.
We lost
now,
coach.
Portland. You have sports teams.
Oh, Portland, oh, coach, have you not watched the news?
Do you have an umbrella? Oh, no, coach, stop it. The police they're still... Is that place still in place?
I thought they made a zone where they enforced their own laws.
That's what I'm questioning. I think they got rid of that zone.
I don't know. Here's the thing with Portland.
Coach, here's the thing with Portland.
Do not move to that zone.
No. It's
Have
a
you been
really
to Daily Mail.
Hold on. I've been to Portland. I've visited Portland. I really like Portland. It's a cool city. The only problem is it is so far away. So whenever you want, you can't take a weekend trip. There is no weekend trips. You're up in Portland. You're not coming to see your family.
You can go to Seattle.
I mean, that's about it. But I'm saying from, like, friends coming
to
visit,
Canada, eh?
It's not easy to get to. It's a long flight.
Where is he from?
I don't know.
Okay.
Oh, Wichita.
Basically, all you got to do is Google a city you want to move to, and what's the first news article that comes up? Some neighbors near Portland Red House say situation is still tense. They've taken over a house.
So there still is no police in that zone?
So I like Portland as a city. It's a cool
weather?
City.
Weather?
Yeah, go live there, coach.
Weather, it gets a little cold, but you're right by the ocean. There's lots of mountains and trails. There's a lot of outdoor.
Rainy?
It rains a little bit.
Big cop supporters in Portland.
But just getting, like, if you're going to
Trailblazers.
Yeah.
Not for long, dude. They're moving out.
That's about it.
They're not going to have a lot of sports teams in about a month.
They got the Timbers.
That'll be the only one.
Soccer?
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's...
I've never been, so I can't add to Portland.
It's just... And they have good food. I've been...
Fish?
Yeah.
And I will give you props on knowing that Portland is really a ways up there, because if you pull up the map of Portland...
It's way...
Almost looking like a northern suburb is Vancouver.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's right there, next to Canada.
That's like where I grew up in Mexico, right there.
And that's what I'm saying. So if you're going to try to take a weekend trip to Wichita, it's going to take you an entire day to get there, so you don't have any quick trips. Yeah. You're not going to be able to get places. You can't. You're not going to just jump over to Atlanta for a weekend. You're on the opposite end of the country. It's going to be hard.
Coach, let's be real. Flying into Wichita, it's going to take you all day from anywhere.
But, yes. So that's the downside about Portland.
Okay.
Let's go to Austin.
Great town.
My family lives there.
Hey, I was born and raised in Austin.
You got to go to One in a Million.
It's wonderful. You have to go to Franklin Barbecue.
Never been.
The Salt Lick.
You ever been to the Green Town Hall and listen to music? That's some good music, and I'll hang up and listen.
After you go to an ACL show, you go have lunch at Torchy's Taco.
No, Torchy's Taco is overrated. They have great queso.
And then you want to go skinny dipping in a very cold pool, go to Barton Springs.
Now, Barton Springs is pretty cool. Yeah. I love Barton Springs.
The park next to Barton Springs.
Zilker.
Awesome.
The hike and bike. Awesome.
Oh, the hike and bike. The Lady Bird Lake.
Hey. You want to talk about one of the best running miles? I mean, I guess you could make it longer than a mile, but there's a run right around Lady Bird Lake is so picturesque. You've got bridges. You've got pedestrian bridges. You've got a park.
You've got hotties.
Screw the scenery. You've got so many hotties running on that trail. And you are going to run that trail and be like, how are there so many beautiful women in this town?
And you're going to be trying to run with a ding.
The one problem is
up and down the whole time.
They now allow they don't arrest the homeless for camping. So if you run around town,
you can be homeless if you want.
There are a lot of tents. It is taken away from the picturesque downtown landscape.
And the hotties don't really go to that area.
Traffic,
hottie, homeless, holy crap.
The traffic in Austin is brutal.
Yeah, if you see a tent, they're not camping, all right? So don't try to hang out with that tent. They ain't doing s'mores.
Yeah.
So.
They're not the nature.
Hottie, crack, holy hell.
Black tar.
That really is becoming a thing down there.
Becoming a thing.
Yeah. Very strange.
Great city. If you don't mind traffic, Austin's your spot.
So yeah, traffic sucks all times of day, every day of the week. It doesn't matter. This isn't 5 o'clock traffic in Austin.
Yeah.
So, but here's the thing too. I don't know how old this person is.
Neither do I.
So
we knew the last one.
If you are single in your 20s, 30s, yes, Austin is your place to be. If you're 40, 50, you have a family, a bunch of kids, not a place you need to be.
If you move there with a chick, bring some sunglasses.
If you're going to move to Austin, you're going to live in the suburbs. If you're going to live in the suburbs in Austin, you might as well live anywhere else, not Austin. It's fine. I'm just saying
that was a great point.
You can live anywhere in the country.
Great point. Last choice, Nashville.
Well, my ass is sitting in Nashville right now.
You got it? Okay. When you get to Nashville, you go to Hattie B's first.
God. 18th Street Bagel. Now, real good.
After that, you're going to go to a Titans game, right? You cheer on the Titans. They're probably going to lose.
Then you're
going
to go over to the Preds game.
And then you go to the Preds game. They're playing Winnipeg.
Then you hit Broadway and you hit the bars.
Right.
But Nashville is really cool. It's a good city. It's booming.
Give me more.
I'm not buying it.
Yeah, I didn't buy it.
Like your cell right there?
No,
I didn't buy it.
I don't like it as much as Austin.
Let me say this about Nashville, and I'm not going to compare it to another city, but I am going to say on the weekends, I know we're in a pandemic, after this is solved with the vaccine, the downtown area, I'm going to have to use a swear word, is on a Friday, Saturday, even a Sunday, is the absolute shit. Like, it does not get better when it comes down to partying, having fun, people coming into town. It doesn't matter.
I disagree. I think Austin rivals that no problem.
What did I just say? I'm not going to compare it.
But you need to because you said it's the S, But Austin is the S on steroids.
But here's the if we're going to compare it, it sounds like us, all three of us, are narrowing down to Nashville and Austin.
Imagine that, the two cities we've lived.
No, I like Portland a lot. If you don't,
but then move
there.
Yeah,
but you said don't, because you're far away.
I said if you don't mind being way up there, then Portland's your spot.
You want to live in the anonymous zone then.
And then we gave Atlanta, it's fine. Like, it's a great place, whatever, blah, 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 but we're not in love with Atlanta.
Atlanta, we live 3 hours from there, been there once.
We know Austin because we've lived there. We live in Nashville, so we can speak to those two. We're narrowed down to Nashville and Austin.
Yeah, okay. If you
guys
are.
Come on. And you can't compare the two because they are completely different in the sense of 6th Street, you're not listening to country music everywhere you go. On Broadway here in Nashville, majority of the music you're hearing is country until you go to that second level deck or whatever, and they're playing all sorts
of
crap.
But 95% of the people on Broadway are tourists.
Correct.
And I
will Austin,
say this.
Austin, 6th Street,
They
live there.
Let me speak from this angle. Guys, Austin just seemed a little bit more expensive. The drinks.
That's true.
Is this factual? I don't know. The drinks there seem to be $8. The drinks here seem to be, I don't know, $4 or $5.
Sure.
Oof. There are streets in Nashville where you can still get a beer for $4 and sit at a good old boys bar. I just feel Austin, you got to have a full-time job. You're not going to be able to afford the weekends. Girls are uppity. It's very difficult to hook up with chicks in Austin.
Oh,
in Nashville.
I don't know what you're talking about. Whoa.
I would say opposite. And I'm not part of that game.
Oh, yes.
But from when I lived in Austin and when I live here, I can tell that it's completely different.
You ain't just meeting a chick in Austin if you don't know them. And I'll hang
I disagree.
Up
I disagree with that. 100%. I disagree. The girls in Austin are more fun. I think
coach.
The snooty more people are on Broadway because they're tourists. And yes,
here's the deal, though. You're comparing tourist Austin and tourist Nashville. Because yes, the tourism in Austin is going to 6th Street. If you know, I would say I'm not saying 100% of the people.
I would
there,
say 85% of the people that live there.
But even if you go like on a Thursday or a Wednesday, they're all having conferences there, and there's a lot of tourists on 6th Street, a lot of tourists on Broadway. But you got to get outside of those two streets.
That's what I'm saying. I think the girl you have a better chance with the women in Austin.
I'm hoping this dude's single and is looking for a new adventure in his life because I don't know if that's important to him.
So if I was going to pick the cost
Come on,
of living,
this is it. You got to pick.
The cost of living is more in Austin.
Thank you.
Is that
it
right?
Is.
Is it?
Oh yeah.
And everything in Austin's kind of moving towards the Domain. The downtown, I would say, isn't even that much the it spot.
You're wrong.
Billy said Domain's the new spot.
I mean, if you
but
live
Billy's
up north.
But Billy's actually, he's getting older too.
Yes.
But Billy lives young.
I know, but he's still older.
He is older age-wise, but his weekend scheme is still much like it was in college.
There's just more options now. All right. 6th Street is still booming. The Domain is booming. There's South Austin is booming. I mean.
You got to pick.
Man.
Out of the four.
I'm going to go Portland.
You're so stupid. You're so stupid.
Hey, Coach, I hope you have a gun.
Are you a cop? Don't go to Portland. I'm going to go Nashville. I loved Austin, had a great time in Austin, but in this point of my life, Nashville is great. A little bit of everything.
I'll say this. It's Nashville. Just traffic-wise, in Austin, I used to sit in traffic for an hour to get to my dead-end radio job where I made minimum wage. In Nashville, there's never bad traffic. Other people can speak to it if they live in different parts. On the west side, when I'm going to and from work, it is at weird hours, but when I do have that noon, that 4 late hour work day, there's still no traffic. Nashville's so accessible, you can make it from the ass end to the tits in a minute. Like, you do everything so quick in Nashville, it is awesome.
Body like a backboard, yeah. I get it.
Yeah. All right, there's your answer.
Coach,
good
why
luck.
Didn't you put that in the
and
song?
Also, that's where I met Bay.
Good luck, and let us know where you decide on. Now, another email. Long story short, wife and I always go for a post-Christmas shopping trip.
Sounds boring.
We drive out of town. I drop her off at the mall, and I have the day to myself.
Is
well, this
they
year,
go return stuff. Or
yeah, go to
yes.
a bar.
This year, I decided I'm going to go to the casino. My wife doesn't know this. I'm making one bet on roulette, $1,500. I am by no means rich.
What?
This took me 6 months to save, squirreling away.
What's he doing?
Squirreling away money to make this one big bet to
Why?
End the year. With your help, will you tell me which color to pick? I'm doing double
wow.
or nothing. No numbers, no rows, and I always watch two spins before betting.
Well, don't if do
one,
that.
If
well,
one, we should have done that.
No.
We would have won.
No, because it doesn't matter.
If
no,
one of those spins hits green, I walk away and find a different table.
Interesting.
So the only way I bet is if it goes red, 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 black, black, obviously, because
yeah. So all the combinations are red and black.
Yes, except if it hits green in those two spins, he's out.
That's fine. I get that.
So what color should I pick? Question mark. Does the previous two spins affect your choice? Please give me your opinion. Mm. Love the show. If Eddie is fired, I will never listen again. You three are love awesome.
Okay, why don't you date him?
Now you're stealing my line.
Wow.
Wait, you like him or what? Take him to dinner then.
That's a lot.
First of all, don't do rail at do sports, please.
Good wait, God. Coach. So I don't know. This is kind
oh
of
oh my
two,
gosh.
It's a two-ended question here because yes, I know he only wants us to pick a color, but we cannot go past the idea that this dude's going to take $1,500 and just let it ride.
And it took him six months to squirrel away this money, and his wife doesn't know.
No!
He said, "You guys talking about gambling has inspired me to go big on this bet."
Okay, now it's our fault.
You obviously can't go green. So we're left with black or red.
Absolutely.
I'm telling you, man, you got to go black. I've had buddies say.
Oh, here we go. Coach, watch it.
We did red when we went out there. We did red and we lost hard. Guys, for whatever reason, you got to go black and I will hang up and listen.
We lost Coach again.
Oh, man. It makes me uneasy.
Stop it.
What?
The question about the red and the black is no.
There's no debate.
There's no
it's red all the way.
Red, 100%.
You go red no matter what, and the previous two spins doesn't affect your choice at all.
I agree with that. I think all that the two spins before do is put doubt in your head.
It just makes you think.
Yep.
It makes you start questioning yourself. What am I doing? Why am I in this casino?
However, I do like the green. I do like the green rule. Like, if that's your thing and you don't feel comfortable, if you see a green land, I like that. That's something inside of you.
Or
the way
do
you've
you think,
played.
Okay, they got the green out of the way, so now.
I've seen two greens hit in a row.
That's crazy.
I've seen that crap. So I go red 100%. I do not endorse this bet, though, dude. I'm freaking out for
all right,
you.
Here's what I want to tell this guy. You're not proving anything to anybody. I don't know if it's a pride thing. You saved the money. I'm proud of you for doing that. But play the odds. You need to increase your bet to 66%. So you need to do two columns. I'm suggesting the outside third in the middle column. Yeah. Then you're going to have a 66% chance. You're going to put down $1,500 to win $750.
3-1.
It's better odds. But if you lose, you're going to lose the whole thing. But, yeah, you have better odds. Increase your odds to 66 for the love of God. Leave Vegas with $2,000. Your wife will never know.
Coach, you do – so, like, you do 100 on – you do half – so, say it's 1,500. You do half of it on one column and then the other half on another column.
Yes. So then,
two out of the three.
Correct.
So, you're betting 1,500 to win 750.
Yes.
Terrible odd. Terrible percentage of your money.
You increase your percentages, but your win ends up being less.
I mean, that's like a money line bet on a 20-point favorite. You're winning, like, pennies on the dollar.
Though. Three times.
It's like you're placing a bet on
nine. It's nine numbers that you're hoping it doesn't land on. And green, including green.
Nine is, I think there's 12 numbers, Coach.
Nine, right?
12, Coach.
3, 3, 3.
You ever looked at a roulette wheel?
Yeah, I think it's 3, 3, 3.
It is 12, 12, 12.
You're doing rows, Eddie.
Yeah, rows. It's the column, right?
Yeah. Look at a roulette wheel.
Good God. And look, this is the people I'm betting with in Vegas?
you weren't betting with Eddie because he wasn't there.
Hey, the rich girl, when I told you guys that story from my bachelor party.
Four on each.
Guys, when you're super loaded, she had a piece of paper out that she was making math on that had the roulette wheel. When you're real good and rich, you get a piece of paper they hand you.
It's 12 numbers, Coach. I don't like it.
I mean, this is I don't understand the fact that I mean, look, if you want to do this bet, you got to go red.
You got to go red.
That red is my heart. Red is where I bet every time on roulette.
We bet.
Yes.
Every time we go to Vegas, we put it all on red. As soon as we get there, that's our tradition. We do it every year. And you know what? We don't hit it all the time. But I would say that the majority of the time we do hit it.
Well.
I know. I'm telling you. I know my mental record. And I've hit it more than I've lost.
No, your mental record lies to you and tells you you hit it. Sort of like your mental record tells you you're up on sports gambling over the course of 2 years.
Dude, if I can get this check cashed.
I agree with Eddie. I bet he's up.
Thank you, Ray.
I am just telling you, go red.
And then when you, hey,
oh
when,
my God.
When
also,
the, is, hey, when it's spinning.
And how is he going to, here's the thing. You've got to be okay with losing this 1500.
He has to be.
And
okay.
You have to be able to play it off when you pick up your wife from the mall. How are you going to be in a good mood? Because if I lost $1,500, I'm going to be wearing that on my face. I am going to be mad. I'm going to be in a bad mood. And she's not going to understand why you're in a bad mood because she just gave you a free afternoon to do whatever you want. And you lost $1,500, but you got to be—you had to be a good actor.
I mean, Coach, and I want to say this. Sorry to interrupt, Eddie.
No, you're good.
But you saved so long. You were such a patient man for months upon months. You had this secret little slush fund, and for you to then it all be either happy or sad within a span of 10 seconds.
Yeah.
Why would you not just hear me out? Put it on a sporting event and spread it out over 3 hours. For the love of God, have 3 hours of fun from all that savings. Even if you win it, that high is only going to last for so long.
Guys, it sounds like he's made up his mind. I don't think we're going to change his mind about making the bet.
I've given you some great options, sir. If you are going to go with red or black, go black. But I've given you two other amazing options, columns, or a sporting event that
What's
at least
name?
Lasts 3 hours.
He said, please don't say my name.
Okay, we won't say your name, but you know who you are. Look, it's two to one red. So that's your answer. And when you bet on red, ball is going around the wheel,
you gotta go.
You go red, 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 red,
1,000.
Oh, that would suck.
God.
Well, I mean, 1,500 is quite a bit of money.
Yeah.
No, but I'm saying there's these weird table rules you realize when you're rich. I've never dealt with it, but I have buddies that are just low, and they're like, yeah, that minimum's terrible. Oh, that's not a good minimum or a maximum. I'm like, what? I've never looked at maximums before.
Red neck.
What casino are you going to? Are we in Vegas? I just assumed Vegas.
I assume he's in like Oklahoma.
Yeah,
or
I assume it's like one of those small casinos.
Oh, he's going to Quesada. God, even worse.
He's in Quesada.
Like in Michigan, man, there's one of the casinos called Ojibwa. Dude, nobody left that place playing roulette with money.
I was watching the Ravens game, a few weeks ago, whatever.
Good job.
And Tucker,
smart play.
Tucker is about to kick the field goal, and all I can see was the casino ad behind the field goal post. And I texted Justin the suit because I'm like, been there, done that. He's like, oh, yeah, buddy, I'm watching it too. We definitely dominated that casino. It was so much fun. I forgot what it was called. But that night, I will never forget, there's this dude high as a kite. I think I told you all this story. Dude with dreadlocks, high as a kite. I mean, dude, I don't even know how he was seen out of his eyes because they were shut all the way. And
jealous.
He was playing craps, and this dude was rolling, hitting everything. He probably made $10,000 while we were there at the table. We were just like, what is happening right now? And no expression on his face either. Nothing. He would hit, $500. Nothing. You just grab the chips, put them there.
Those people that don't emote and show expression, means it's a job and it's a business for them.
Yep. Dude, this guy.
We experience the highs and the lows. Like, we lose $20. Oh, we win $20. Yeah. Big ballers, they just, it's sort of like a coach. When you watch the sideline of an NFL game, I would be terrible because I'm so emotional roller coaster.
You'd be like Pete Carroll.
Like you lose, like you get down by 10, you're all there, dang it. All they do is just, cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Or I'm watching my fantasy quarterback throw an interception. Dang it. What are you doing? Their quarterback throws an interception?
No.
Nothing changes.
No, I mean, Saban reacts a lot.
Yeah,
Pete Carroll reacts a lot.
I would love to see some. Now you can't with the mask, but I would love to see some coaches say, are you effing kidding me every play? Instead, they're always,
they don't give a crap.
They know the
camera's on. But probably because they're
thinking
three steps ahead.
They've been trained to not express emotion like that. Like, imagine if a camera was on you and you're watching the Spurs. Oh, that was a very good possession. Good job, Spurs.
It's what drives me nuts about that. Who's the Shanahan, San Francisco guy?
Yeah, Kyle Shanahan.
No expression, ever. Win, lose, good play, bad play, nothing. They always go to him, and he's just like, send him in. Bring him back. Go kick the ball. Like, no expression at all. Drives me nuts.
Yeah, I want to see a little bit on their faces.
All right, one last one before we go. What's up, coaches? I want to give a shout-out to my cousin Marcus. We do a Yahoo pick'em on Sundays. He's on a three-week losing streak. His wife has been looking at him funny. The dog has her bags packed. They're about ready to leave him. This past weekend, he finally got the win. The wife unpacked the bags. They're back together. So Marcus, what? Back in bed with the hold wife on, and on, off the
on.
Couch.
Hold on, hold on, hold on. What?
So the wife was going to divorce him because he wasn't winning?
So Marcus is back in bed with his wife and off the couch. His dog unpacked her bags, and the little girl calls him daddy again instead of loser.
What the actual?
I'll hang up and
loser,
listen.
Daddy.
I'll hang up and listen. Hashtag dollar bet Richard. There you nice. Go. He just wanted to give a shout out to his cousin Marcus for finally getting the win column, getting good graces with his wife.
Guys, Daddy, you're such a loser.
I got an email from sore loser Chris. Maybe it was a tweet. He goes, coaches, what do you think about 1,000 members part of the sore losers Facebook page? Will there be a giveaway? And so he goes, couple ideas, a signed shirt, a shout out on the podcast, a call in during the podcast. So one of those three things possible for the, I guess, the 1,000th.
The 1,000th.
See, this sucks. I have a stocking cap on. My headphones blow. The whole board here sucks ass, so I never can hear myself talk.
Coach,
so,
coach. The year's almost over.
Here's
it's okay.
how I would typically say 1,000th. Easily. But because I can't F and hear myself, I say 1,000th. Okay. So for the 1,000th person, what's the thing going to be?
I have no idea.
Do we want to choose something?
I feel like we can do better than that. I thought maybe giving away my dugout mug.
There you go.
No. You got to keep your dugout mug.
I've already drank out of it. I think
you can't give away your own dugout mug. That they made that special for you. Don't give it away.
Well, it'd be I'm a loyal listener. Well, I mean, the T-shirts, honestly, my mom's been asking for one for, like, I don't know, a year, 2 years. I don't even know how to get her one.
Yeah.
So how are we going to get Chris one to give away?
Plug the website.
ShopSoreLosers.com.
Yeah, apparently you got to buy these things.
That's weird.
I can't email someone and have them send me one.
Yeah, and the factory isn't here. It's in Los Angeles. It is.
No, I wasn't arguing with you. Yeah. Okay. I don't know. We'll have to talk about that. I haven't really.
Did you see the video? It was a few days ago, but did you see the video of Tiger Woods' son warming up with Tiger?
Yeah.
I mean, got a little choked up watching that. I mean, first off, the swing is legit. You know, I don't know how old he is. He looks like maybe he's 7, 8, 9.
Yeah, I don't know how old he is.
I don't know, but
it was a good. It was
the
good.
Swing is beautiful. He hits the ball well.
Listen, I ain't gonna believe it's Tiger's kid unless I see him eating off the kids' meal at menu at Perkins. You know what I'm saying? That's how we'll really know.
Oh man! All right. What's up, guys? My name is Rivas, and I'm from Fresno, California. I'm writing y'all to back up my boy Eddie. If the man wants to eat, well, then let him eat. If he wants to cut out the podcast down to an hour or so, that's fine, too. All those people who say, fire Eddie, and the show would be better without him can suck it.
Wow.
Last but not least, shout out to my boy, Russ, and go Dogs. That's from Rivas.
Rivas and Russ from Fresno. That's what I'm talking about, baby.
Shout out.
You guys live together? You buddies?
Who, Rivas and Russ?
Yeah.
I don't know. Russ is right next to him. He's like, yeah, say that. Yeah. Hey, put a shout out Russ on that one. Okay, dude.
Oh, wait. Oh, here's one. Hey, coaches, my 14th birthday is this Sunday, and it'd be awesome.
It's the kid that...
Give him the website link.
Hey, coaches, it's my 14th birthday is this Sunday, and it'd be awesome if you could give me a shout-out. Thanks. Ray? Logan.
Ray, go ahead.
Logan, shout-out, dude. That is a shout-out, and also the gift that keeps on giving, action247.com, my man.
Hey, happy birthday, Logan. Oh, he sent this on Wednesday, November 11th.
Coach, is there a keyword for that?
Ray 100. God bless you.
So Logan Timmons, he just turned 14 in November. So happy birthday, dude.
Nice. Happy
Missed
birthday,
it by
man.
A month.
Sorry. Did you just get that?
I thought
you checked that email every day.
No, I do, but sometimes the birthday ones, I'm like, okay, I'll do it next podcast, and then I forget, and then they fall down. Always email us. wearethesorelosers@gmail.com. Have a great day.
One shout out, Silas Pace, shout out, and Mitchell Nelson, shout is out.
Shout out.
And also, if you guys are looking for a good cologne, Creed Aventus cologne is the new it cologne.
Damn, what's the keyword for that, coach?
No keyword, coach.
Ray smell good?
Yeah, my buddy told me about it. And it's the new. It's used to be Victor and Rolf Spice Bomb. Now it's Creed Aventus.
All right, and if any of my friends are listening, I mean, just send me a note or something I can pitch on the podcast for you, because these dudes, chocolates and colognes, I mean, I got nothing.
Hey, guys, my guy's real unsuccessful. He owns a chocolate company. Something about a Hershey's Kiss.
I come in next week. I'm like, hey, if everybody lives in the South Texas area, my friend Chewy, he does lawns and landscape. Man, he's really good. One of the best out there.
Oh, boy. All right.
That was a good way to pitch his boy's chocolate.
I mean, hey, Arnold, on the next podcast, I need to do my boy Ryan a favor.
This in.
It's called Ruka chocolate.
Raka.
Raka.
I really want to try some.
I did too.
Man. Go get it. Whole Foods.
Okay.
There we go.
That keyword and Gibbles.
Man, and it's not cheap.
It's not?
It's like $6 a bar.
Dude, that's more expensive than Godiva.
Jeez, man.
Well, it's because it's gluten-free and soy-free and all that. I mean, it's. I guess it takes a lot of money to make it.
Chocolate-free?
Yeah, probably chocolate-free, too.
Great.
All right.
All right.
We're out.
All done. Goodbye, everybody.